episode 135.
Top 5 sci-fi trilogies.
Sci-fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DiBono, and we are back.
Back for another top five, and Ben.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in season one on purpose, and we didn't really do this on purpose, but we're doing a top five on a five episode.
Oh my gosh, we got to get back to that.
That's a season one thing. Well, yeah. Well, we used to do this one episode a week.
I know. Or
we would do every five episodes of top
five. Yeah.
But now we released.
So it'd be very, we could do like, on the 10th. So
No, on the 5th. So like 145, 155.
Yeah, I know, but that might be too frequently because then we have to do, it's not going to work if we do.
Oh,
we'll have to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not really, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
Yeah, because if we're doing news, then main topic, it has to be an even number for it to work.
Oh, man, I'm looking through my notes. I think I forgot to read some people's listener feedback. And I forgot, but let's do it right now. This episode is brought to you by Josh
Lawson.
Oh,
I didn't mean to say his last name.
Okay.
Sorry, Josh.
Anyways, so I could probably edit that out.
No, just leave it in.
And
his wife, Casey.
Yes. So, Josh and Casey, thanks for supporting the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah, did we ever do an episode thanking Ethan?
No, and in the next episode, we're going to be thanking yes. A mysterious listener named Ethan.
Yes.
We won't say his last name.
We won't.
This episode is also brought to you by Ethan.
Yes.
So, and the last one.
We'll do better at this, people. Just keep giving us money so we can get in practice.
So, the donations have been coming in. We really appreciate it. So, thank you to mysterious Josh, Casey, and Ethan.
Yes.
We won't say your last names on the show.
Exactly. Yes. Fund the Ben DiBono Pipe Fund.
No. That's not what it's
for. Oh, right.
It goes straight to production of this
it
show.
It does.
Because I have to use that on the monthly fees. And I actually got a warning. Looks like my credit card expiration date's coming up, so I have to switch to credit card.
Oh, my.
It's a little behind the scenes.
That's pretty exciting. Well, you probably got to start doing the whole joint account thing pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's some things I need to start thinking about. Yeah. Also, so I've been asking for marriage advice. If there's something that maybe I haven't thought of yet, like you just brought that up, like the joint bank account.
I thought you meant the sex in space thing.
From the last episode.
That's advice, too.
That actually won't make any sense unless I heard the news episode.
I know. It's a little teaser.
Okay. So, send me in like things I should be thinking about as I prepare for marriage. But I wanted to thank listener John from Fort Worth, Texas. Actually, Jonathan. He sent me some awesome marriage advice. And I won't read it now. We'll save it for that show.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to share it with you, Ben. He said, great job on the podcast. I got my MDiv recently, and I'm a huge sci-fi fan, so I appreciate the show a great deal. So,
well, thank you, Jonathan.
Liked your email a lot. Really appreciate it. I'm going to read it more in full in the summer months when we do the marriage advice for Matt episode.
Well, getting ready for marriage.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. So, Ben, how has your week been?
Well, it's been great. I mean, like we were talking about in the last episode, you know, we got a new pope, so I'm pretty psyched about that.
And it was a snow day for you today? You have to get class?
Snow day for me, yeah. So I didn't have to go to French today.
Yeah.
So I was excited. I don't know why it was a snow day, because we hardly got any snow.
It wasn't that bad. It looked bad, and then it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but I don't mind. I mean, I live over an hour away from my school, so it's kind of nice when I don't have to drive up there.
So what do you think about this? Top five trilogy idea. Is this going to be a winner when it comes to episodes?
I think it will be a good episode. It was harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
Totally. Let's go to the main topic and talk about this.
Okay.
Top five trilogies. I totally agree. So I thought, I thought of this idea a week or so ago, emailed you about it.
Yeah.
And of course, there were some ones that came to mind right away.
Right.
But when I started to put together my top, it was like, oh, this is tough. And then when I got to worst trilogies, that was even harder.
Yeah. I think because there's a lot of mediocre trilogies out there. And there's a lot, you know, especially when it comes to books, you know, my policy is if I'm not liking something, I stop reading it. So I really tried to be strict with only putting things on here that I had read or seen all three.
That was my exact rule. There's things like Chronicles of Riddick.
Right.
I've heard of that. I haven't seen the first two. I'm imagining they're bad, and the third one that hasn't come out yet is going to be bad. But I couldn't put it on a list because the third one's not out yet, and I haven't seen the other two.
Exactly.
Same thing with Space Trilogy, C.S. Lewis's books. I'm reading through them right now.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that they're going to be a top trilogy, but I can't put them on my list yet because I haven't read them.
Yeah.
So I try, when we get to worst, I try to pick ones that I thought maybe there are people out there that like them. That way I can mix it up a little bit, try to be a little controversial.
Yeah, I'm a little controversial too, but yeah, it was tricky too, because then you have trilogies where two of the three are really good or two of the three are really bad, but you've got one in there that's okay, or, you know, one that's terrible. And so that makes it more complicated too. I mean, trying to find a trilogy where all three are awesome is tough to do.
I agree. So what was your criteria then when you looked at your best?
Well, you know, I wanted to have ones where I thought all three, maybe not equally good, but all three were legitimately good movies.
Okay.
or books or whatever that you could point to and say, yes, that's good, that's good, that's good. I wanted no weak links in my top five, or at least, you know, if there's a weaker link, I didn't want it to be a damning weak link. And I don't mean that in a profanity way. I mean that in a technical sense.
Like, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I mean, like, you know, for example, well, I don't know if I want to get into examples. Maybe we'll get into that as we get to the list.
Do you think we should just go with this?
I think so. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian Countdown.
On the Sci-Fi Christian. All right, Ben. Number five.
My number five is a fantasy series that came out about 10 years ago called The Prince of Nothing by R. Scott Baker. He's a Canadian writer. Very nice. Super well known.
No, not well known at all to me.
Yes, not known at all to you.
No, not at all.
But this is kind of a dark fantasy. Tonally a little bit similar to Game of Thrones, though completely different in its storytelling. And he's writing, a sequel trilogy right now that I haven't read because I'm waiting for it to kind of all be finished before I dive into it. But this initial trilogy was just phenomenal. It's kind of a slow burn in the sense that there's things that he's setting up from the very, very beginning that don't pan out until the end of the last book. And really a phenomenal job of telling a story stretched over three books where everything matters. And they all three books really play together in a sense that creates a wonderful, complete work by the time it's done. It's one of those cases where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, even though the parts, the individual books, are excellent as well.
I'm really glad that you have some books on there.
I do. I have quite a few books, actually.
Okay, excellent. I have none.
All right, number five.
Number five for me might be a little bit of a surprise. It's definitely worthy to be on the top five. I think most of our listeners will put it higher. But for me, Lord of the Rings, number five.
These movies or books?
Well, obviously, the movies. I haven't read the books.
Oh, I thought you maybe... No, okay.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's a little low.
Yeah, I know. And I toss around the idea of putting it higher because I can recognize its greatness. And, I mean, as a film, it is great. And it was great that they filmed them all together over this 18-month period. But if I'm going to sit down and watch movies, even though I want them on my shelf, which they are, they're over there, I almost never would pick these to watch just for fun.
See, I'm not going to challenge you on it yet.
I know.
But I think I know something that's going to be higher on your list based on what I know about you.
I mean, that's the thing. And this is...
And this certain trilogy I'm thinking of, which I'll say what it is when we get to it, because I'm positive it'll be on your list, has a very weak third movie.
I know. Okay. And this is something that I think listeners have to recognize, and I think you and I both understand, is that when we give these top fives, these are our personal favorites. So I'm not saying my list of five, these are the best trilogies of all time. I know for sure. And so we get emails all the time that's like, I can't believe you left off this movie or this TV show. And I mean, when it really comes down to it, I get that that's your favorite, but I'm just right now telling you my opinions. And I think, I almost wouldn't even want to put, okay, to be honest, Lord of the Rings almost wouldn't even be on my list. For example, I'm just going to tell you one of my runners up right now. One of my runners up is the Bourne trilogy. I love those movies. They're not quite sci-fi enough to make the top sci-fi list.
Right.
Even though they are sci-fi, I believe, in a sense, with their technology.
Not really.
But I could watch those movies all the time. Not all the time.
No.
But I'm open to watching them now. But I have no interest in watching Lord of the Rings. I just can recognize that it's a great work.
We had a, but what about what it's meant for the Sci-Fi Christian, our 13-hour live blog? I know, blog.
And that was one of like my favorite things that we've ever done on the show.
It was awesome. In fact, you know, we talked about doing the 2001 live blog. We got to get that on the calendar soon, because I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, we don't have to wait until the summer.
No, we got to do it sooner.
So, anyway, so Lord of the Rings, it was a tough one for me. I almost didn't even put it on my five, but I know it deserves to be on the top five.
All right, well, we may come back to that one, because we have to fight about these, of course.
Number five, Ben.
Number four. My number four. This is why I can't rag on you too much, because, you know, pot calling the kettle black, I think a lot of people have this one higher as well. The Star Wars original trilogy.
Okay, yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah. You know, I started with this a lot higher.
Yeah.
And it got moved down gradually as we went along. I think part of it is, you know, we talk about ones that movies that trilogies that don't have a weak link in them. Mm-hmm. I don't think Star Wars has a weak link, but definitely Return of the Jedi is not quite as good. There's parts of that movie, the Ewoks, that aren't great. There's other parts that are absolutely awesome. So I think it's a very good movie, but that hurts it a little bit. I think A New Hope is an awesome movie in its own way, but it's not this great, phenomenal movie. So the only one that's truly groundbreaking, you know, and magnificent of the three is Empire Strikes Back.
Well, when you use the word groundbreaking, you don't think Episode 4 was groundbreaking.
Well, okay, that's a bad word to use there. But, you know, the ones that are, I would consider, a legitimate cinematic sci-fi classic, you know, in its own way. Movies that are just phenomenal. I could watch again and again and again. I get sick of Episode 4, but Empire Strikes Back I could watch repeatedly. So Star Wars definitely would have been higher if it hadn't been for the next three on my list. Very good trilogy, though.
Yeah.
And can't go wrong. So number four
for me. Now again, I think I did pick some of these to be a little bit controversial, that I can't imagine most of the people would agree with me on this one.
Well, that's okay, we gotta have conversation.
I picked the Matrix trilogy.
Oh wow.
I know, and I know three is weak, but I still like it.
See, I would say two is weak.
No, I love two.
Oh, I think it's terrible.
But, I mean, I love it after the whole beginning.
Like, yeah.
Get past all the beginning portion, like maybe the first half hour to 45 minutes to hour.
See, that's a huge portion to get past.
And then I believe it's like the scene where they get to the mansion, and then Neo has to fight a bunch of people at once. And then meanwhile, Trinity and Morpheus are like on the top of a truck fighting.
Yeah.
I think it's like from then on, the whole movie is awesome.
I can't even say it's awesome from that
point. I should have put that one on tonight so I could remember. But
yeah, I mean, I thought about The Matrix 2 when I was trying to decide on a number 5 entry for my list, and that almost made it on. But I actually like Revolutions okay. I think that, you know, the whole Defense of Zion's a pretty cool sequence.
Ooh, that's my least favorite part of Revolution.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like where it went. I loved Matrix.
Yeah.
I liked the idea that, because at the end of Matrix Reloaded, there's some philosophical things.
Right.
Kind of the groundwork is laid, plus Neo uses a power inside the real world.
Which ultimately makes no sense in the context of the trilogy.
And then by the time it gets to the third movie, it's like, yeah, there's some things that I feel like it didn't pay off. But with that being said, it's my number four because I still enjoy watching it. I would pop it in. And I think of movies, like, what movies would I put on just to have playing in the background while I'm doing things? And I don't, like,
Spider-Man 2, apparently.
I have Spider-Man 2 playing right now. Or what movies would I, like, could I just watch no matter, like, if I'm flipping through channels, it's on? Yeah. So Matrix, any of them I would watch.
Do you like the final fight scene between Smith and Neo?
Yeah, I do like
that. I think that's part of what makes Revolutions the second best in the trilogy to me.
Yeah, I like that quite a bit.
But I mean, you talk about that first hour of Reloaded. It's so bad.
I know.
How can you just look past that?
Well, I know that part in Zion where they're like having the like, rave.
Yeah.
I hate that scene.
It's just horrible. And the guy who's Michael from Lost is just terrible in that
Link.
Movie. Yeah, he's really bad in that movie.
I don't think that.
Oh, I thought it was horrible.
Number three,
Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy.
Wow.
You talk about perfection from beginning to end.
That is a great choice.
Yeah, I love this series. I mean, I think that part of what I love about this series is I think you can make a case for any of the three movies being the best of the trilogy. You really can. Yeah. I honestly prefer Dark Knight Rises out of the three, even a little more than Dark Knight. Yeah. I think it's that good, but I I can't fault anyone who argues for Dark Knight. I can't fault anyone who argues for Batman Begins. Any order that you put these movies in, from best to least best, because none of them are worse, is completely justifiable. They're all that good. They all have something to say. You know, the messages, the themes Nolan explores, what it did for the Batman mythology, you know, my favorite comic book character. Mm-hmm. These are great movies, and there's not a weak link in the bunch.
Very good.
Number three
for me is the movie you were thinking of earlier, Back to the Future.
You got it.
Yeah, I knew you were thinking it. So, the third one's not the strongest film.
Well, it's terrible. I mean, it is an absolute joke.
But when it comes to my personal favorites, movies I watch as a kid that still have what I think is nostalgic value and actually value in storytelling, 1 and 2, awesome.
Yeah.
3... could be better.
So bad.
Could be better, but can't go wrong with cowboys. And so,
yes, you can. They did.
And so, I love Back to the Future. It's like it's weird now. I've been for a long time saying this is my favorite set of movies, or Back to the Future. I don't know if that's exactly true these days, because I do, like when you're just talking about Batman Begins, Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I can say Back to the Future I like more than those movies.
Yeah.
But I still really love Back to the Future. I had to put it on my top 5 list. I actually almost forgot it. I just added it right before got here. So that might be telling.
See, as I was doing my list, I kept thinking Matt's going to like Back to the Future in 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So I'm actually surprised to see it this early on your list.
Yeah.
Because I know you're a big fan. But yeah, that third movie is just so terrible. And that's why I can't see how you justify putting Lord of the Rings lower than Back to the Future.
Because it's a personal thing.
You would honestly rather watch the third movie.
I would.
Than Lord of the Rings.
Any of them.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's a personal thing.
I know it's a personal thing, but like, wow.
But that's the power of nostalgic value.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it for me is I'd seen the first one, but I didn't watch any of this 2 or 3 until this last summer. Mm-hmm. You know.
I do know.
Yes. You just turned up my headphones, by the way. Thank you. I'm number 2.
Yeah, there we go. That's much better.
Very, very good. So. Yeah, so I respect your opinion, but I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm against it.
Okay, number 2.
Number 2, The Divine Comedy.
Ah, Dante?
Dante, Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso.
And what's your favorite?
Well, you know, Inferno's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's not the one everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. But the whole series is great, and, you know, I'm interested to go back and reread these with Catholic eyes, since mm-hmm. Dante's writing, of course, from Catholic perspective.
When you and little Ellie, your daughter, finish Narnia.
Start on this.
Why not do a little Dante?
Do a little Descent into Hell. Yeah. I like it. Teach her how to behave.
So you would recommend these to the listeners?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I bet there's a large percentage of the listeners that haven't picked these up.
I'm positive of it.
And so sell us on it right now. Why, as Christians, should this matter?
Because, first of all, it's been influential theologically. It's been influential culturally. To be a well-rounded, well-read person, this is one of those books that you just have to read. And it's exciting from a sci-fi perspective. I mean, it's an exploration of heaven and hell, so you know, it can't get better than that.
And it came out in the year?
Long time ago.
Nice.
Number 2.
Number 2 for me is the Dark Knight trilogy.
All right. And I'm a little surprised you have this after Back to the Future.
I know. And this one could be my number 1, if not for my number 1.
Which is Star Wars.
And so what you were saying earlier, I really think is true. You could pick any of these as the best one, although I wouldn't say Dark Knight Rises is the best one.
Yeah, I know. You weren't as much of a fan.
I did like it.
Yeah.
But leading on the lead up to Dark Knight Rises, I would have said Batman Begins is my favorite.
Yeah.
But then I watched Dark Knight again, and that one... Dang, that's tough to beat.
It is.
The Joker character is such a powerful villain.
Yeah.
It's portrayed so well by Heath Ledger. That's a great film. So, and then Dark Knight Rises was good. I was underwhelmed.
I know you were.
But I still really liked it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So, like you were saying earlier, Batman. I'd say Batman and Spider-Man kind of tied for my number one, with Batman what has a little bit more.
Batman and Spider-Man tied for your number?
Number 1 heroes. Okay. Superheroes. My mistake. I forgot we're doing a top 5.
If Spider-Man's your number 1 trilogy with Spider-Man 3, whole personal preference thing's going to fly out the window.
I should have been more specific. I forgot we're doing a top 5. So, number 1 superhero in comic books, Batman and Superman. But, not Superman, Batman and Spider-Man.
May it never be.
But I feel like Batman really is more favorite.
Oh, definitely.
So it's like, but I still love Spider-Man. So, with that being said, my favorite superhero in a great set of movies by one of, if not my favorite director.
Yep.
And I really like what you said when it comes to viewing, if we're going to pick these top trilogies, like, all of them have to independently be good. And so that's why, like, Lord of the Rings, obviously all three of those are good. Matrix Trilogy, to me, I like them all. Back to the Future, to me, I like them all. Dark Knight Rises, universally, everybody knows that they're amazing.
Yeah,
so, definitely. Dark Knight Rises Trilogy is my number two. Ben, I want to hear your number one favorite.
Well, I honestly debated whether or not this should even be on here. Of course it's Lord of the Rings.
Okay, yeah.
But the reason I wasn't sure is because Tolkien didn't want to break it into a trilogy.
Oh.
You know, he wanted it to be one volume, and it was paper shortages in England that forced it to become a trilogy. Mm-hmm. So I debated back and forth whether this even belonged on the list, but, you know, it's got to be Lord of the Rings. I mean, it is one of the great works of literature of all time. You know, and you think about how cool it is to live in an era where that this was recently published and is, you know, so widely known and widely spread. It's akin to, you know, being alive when Shakespeare was doing this thing. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think it's that important on the literature scene. You know, of course, the movies are great.
So you didn't put the movies on, because you could have. I think you would have been justified in listing the novels and the movies separately.
Yeah, I kind of grew up grouping them all together. If I was to put them on there, I think they'd be four or five. I mean, I have Star Wars at number four, so I'd have to debate between which of those would go higher.
Okay.
But I would put Nolan and Divine Comedy ahead of them. But yeah, so grouping these together, the books are obviously better, but they're phenomenal series. Yeah. And you can't get better than Lord of the Rings.
I 100% agree, even though I've never read them.
I know. Someday. You got to get the audio version. You're driving so much these days.
I know.
Do you do books on tape while you're driving?
Yeah, I got the stand going on right now. Oh, and it's nice. But it's tough when you have so many discs to go through. Like, the stand is 39
discs.
Wow. And it's like, it feels like I'm not accomplishing anything.
Here comes another disc.
Here comes another one. Great. So, anyways.
Number one.
Number one for me won't be a surprise to you.
No.
It is the original trilogy in Star Wars, and I have a really good reasoning why this has to be number one.
Okay.
And I talk this out with me, because I might be wrong about this. I believe that the whole concept of trilogies and movies started with Star Wars. I mean, like the mainstream concept, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, trilogies were pretty big ever since Lord of the Rings.
Okay, but you're talking in book form. But I know there were sets of three movies before Star Wars, but for it to hit the mainstream consciousness, it feels like this is the one where, like, trilogy became a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you'd have to go back, and I'm not sure you can segregate movies and books quite that much.
Okay.
If you can, then you're right.
Thank you.
If there's more crossover between the two, where the trilogy concept was being picked up by movies because it was big in books, then I would disagree with you and say it goes back to Lord of the Rings.
So I think that Star Wars changed the landscape of
no doubt about
sci-fi
that.
Storytelling. I love all of the movies. Yeah. There's parts I don't like, just like you said. I just learned something today as I was listening to podcasts. Did you know, I'm sure you did, that in order to kind of keep a secret about Vader's real identity during Empire Strikes Back, there was a false page in the script.
Yep.
And do you know what Darth Vader originally said to Luke?
I don't remember.
It's instead of saying, "I am your father," he says, "Obi-Wan killed your father."
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. So I that really doesn't have to do with trilogies, but I just heard that today.
That's pretty cool. That's little bit of trivia.
Yeah. So good work, George Lucas, being a little bit Damon Lindelof-like.
Yeah.
Hiding the truth. So in conclusion, original trilogy, Star Wars, my number one trilogy.
Your number one. Should we get to some runner-ups?
Yes.
All right. So I have both Back to the Future and The Matrix in my runner-up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I also have Indiana Jones trilogy, just kind of forgetting the fourth one happened.
Okay, listen. I thought about this because there are films, sets of three, that all of a sudden they decide to add a fourth one, and then it can't be a trilogy anymore. But you can't put Indiana Jones because it's not a trilogy anymore.
Yeah, I'm just ignoring
the fourth one. Same thing with Pirates of the Caribbean. If somebody wanted to put that on the list, that's not a trilogy anymore. Is that on your worst? Because That's not, there's four.
Well, I have a justification for that one in that case. So we'll get there.
So I'm trying to think of some other, I mean, there's lots of examples where there are three that seem to be together, but then they threw on a fourth one and it can't be a trilogy.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You know, the counter argument would be we both have Star Wars on our list.
No, because that's in the original trilogy. It's called the original trilogy.
Well, that's what fans call it.
And it's called the prequel trilogy.
I don't think George Lucas thinks of it that way. I mean, they're one through six.
Dang, that might be a really good point. All right, as one of my runner-ups.
But the Indiana Jones, if we do consider it a trilogy, yeah. Reason it can't be on the main list, Temple of Doom. That movie is so bad.
You hate it so much.
It's just the worst.
Do you have the set of four on Blu-ray?
I have set of three on DVD.
I thought that you bought that.
No, Temple of Doom's worse than Crystal Skull.
I still haven't seen Crystal Skull.
Oh, good for you. So, see, there it counts as a trilogy for you.
Yes.
Because you don't have awareness of the fourth one.
I do. I'm aware.
Well, you're aware of it, but you don't have experience of it.
I put on a kind of a surprising one as a runner-up.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen this in a long time, and I don't know, as a sci-fi Christian, if I can recommend this to our audience.
Who?
But the Austin Powers trilogy.
I haven't seen them either.
I've seen them.
In
high school, I loved them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would love them today.
Yeah.
But just to mix things up, I added that to the list.
Well, that's good.
Bourne trilogy, I already mentioned.
Yeah.
The Circle trilogy by Ted Decker, my only book entry. They actually added a fourth to that.
Oh, so there you're breaking your own rule.
I didn't put it on my list. That's why.
It's on your runner-up.
Yeah, you're right.
That's where mine is.
But I think they still kind of call it the Circle trilogy, even though they also added a book zero.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, for my runners-up, I added Toy Story.
I have that as well.
Good.
And I also have the First Law trilogy by Joe Abercrombie.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, good books.
What about the Thrawn trilogy?
Haven't read them since I was a kid, so I don't remember them well enough. But I'm generally against expanded universe crap.
What about Foundation trilogy?
No, I mean, very influential, but
yeah.
I don't think they're that entertaining.
All right, Ben. Well, I think it's time for this. I'm giving you something special here. Listen what this is about to say.
Okay. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian Countdown.
On the Sci-Fi Christian.
Possibly featuring Ben DeBono. I like that one.
Yeah, that one's for you.
Yeah, I appreciate
Ben,
it.
You're number five.
Do you want to go first this time?
Your number five worst trilogy, Ben.
I guess not. Pirates of the Caribbean, and here's my justification. Just like I said, Indiana Jones would count for you because you haven't seen the fourth. I have not seen the fourth.
Okay.
Now, this is a case where I like the first movie okay.
Yeah.
But two and three, especially three, are so monumentally bad. They redefine what bad means. Honestly, the third movie is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. It's so terrible. The only thing that saves this from being lower on the list is the fact that the first movie is pretty good. But the other two are so bad that really this could have easily shot all the way to number one. They're that horrible.
Wow. And I've seen two and three only in the theater. I used to own
two.
I used to own one.
Yeah.
I don't remember hating them with the fury that you do. I do remember really not liking the way three ended.
Well, and plus it was like 3 hours long.
Oh, and you hate that.
Yeah.
You don't like investing time in things. Like, you just want them to get straight to the point. That's why you like short seasons, short movies.
Well, if you're Schindler's List, you can be a 3 hour movie.
What if you're Titanic?
You can be a 3 hour movie. If you are Lord of the Rings, you can be a 3 hour movie. If you're Michael Bay, no.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean,
Jerry Bruckheimer.
No. There should be certain people in Hollywood where they are legally not allowed to have movies longer than 90 minutes.
Okay.
I would watch Transformers if it was 90 minutes. I'm not going to watch it at 2.5 hours.
Even now, though, when you if there's a movie you want to watch, you watch it in portions. You don't watch it straight through.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, usually when if I watch a movie, maybe you'll find this when you get married.
Yeah.
Because typically my wife and I will put the kids to bed and they're down by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then we'll watch a show together. Like right now we're watching Mad Men.
You've seen it before.
I've seen it before.
She has not.
So we're about halfway through season 5 right now.
Okay. Wait, is season 5 the most recent?
Yeah.
How do you have that?
I had recorded it. It's on the DVR.
Oh, nice. Because yeah. I'm waiting for it to come out on Netflix.
Soon. Next week from Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So we'll watch an episode of that, and then, you know, we kind of hang out together for a while. She goes to bed fairly early. She'll go to bed between 10 and 11, and I like to stay up later. So I'll watch my own thing usually, like, at 10 o'clock or so a lot of nights. So, like, right now I'm watching Oz. Mm-hmm. So I'll watch one episode of Oz, which is about 45, 50 minutes. So if I watch a movie, you know, if I want to watch a movie instead of a TV show, I'll break it up into kind of episode length chunks, because that's about the amount of time I want to spend watching TV. I don't want to spend more than that on a given night.
So bringing that back around to the top five, you really hate the pirate movies, not just because of their content, but because of how long it was.
Absolutely. Again, it's not that long movies are bad. Like Schindler's List, it's okay for you to be, if you're talking about the Holocaust, you can be 3 hours, you could be 4 hours. But if you're just something stupid like Pirates of the Caribbean 3, there was no excuse for that movie being 3 hours long.
I would like to see somebody try to release a 4 hour movie right now.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen. All right, I'm ready.
Number five.
I don't have much to say about it, but I think you'll agree. Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
First one was okay. Second one was not good. Third one was not good at all.
Yeah.
And they're making a fourth, so I had to get this quick on the list before the fourth one.
Before the fourth one came out. Absolutely.
Number four.
The Star Wars prequels. And again, just like with the original trilogy.
This is my number four as well.
Oh, very good.
Yes, I agree. Number four.
I expected it to be higher on my list. And just like with the original trilogy, it started higher and it got moved down as I remembered more terrible things.
Wait, so you're saying it started at number five?
I meant lower. So it started like number one, number two. I thought it was going to be all the way down there.
Okay, yeah.
And then I remembered more terrible trilogies and moved it up. You know,
I kind of like Attack of the Clones. I know you don't.
It has its moments.
Yeah, it has its moments.
The romance scene is so awkward, though, because they have no chemistry.
I hate them. That's the worst part about it, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's needed to get to 4, 5, and 6, but you're totally right. The love story is horrendous.
The actors look like they hate each other. Like, if you just watch that movie and you don't know that they're going to get married because they have to for the plot, you would think these two people hate each other. Because it's so awkward.
And it just all, it all came together in a really bad way. But gladiator-type scene, pretty cool when all the Jedi were there. Dooku versus Yoda, like it. There were some strong parts, but not in whole.
No, that one.
And you like better. And you like Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith has terrible moments as well, but there's some pretty good stuff in there too.
And then, but the reason this has to be on my list is I literally think Phantom Menace is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, it's that bad.
Yeah,
I mean to think about that, we had Star Wars. And we're all waiting for Star Wars. And then we get the opening crawl, and it's about taxes and trade federations, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Ryan Strahler.
Hey, Ryan Strahler from Ryan Strahler Studios. Hey, Ryan, quickly, come here. For once, just 1 second. I have to ask you a quick question on the air. Please, Ryan, hurry. This is an emergency. Okay. What is your favorite trilogy in movies? Trilogy. Name some that I would say. Oh, boy. Trilogy is a set of three.
Twilight?
I put Austin Powers as a runner-up. You like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So Ryan Strahler votes for
Austin
Powers. Ryan
votes for Austin Powers. Yeah. Goodbye. Have fun at Bible study. I have a good roommate who is also into Jesus and the Bible.
That's excellent.
I don't like how he leaves me, though, every Monday.
I know. That's terrible.
So
most of the time, he's not even here.
So we can agree, Star Wars, the prequel trilogy, is number four.
It's bad. Just bad.
Number three, Ben.
Terry Brooks' Shannara trilogy. Now, he's got tons of Shannara books.
Sword of Shannara.
Yeah. But the original three books are the ones I'm picking on now. But you could pick just about any trilogy that he's written in this stupid series and pick that. I mean, he's an abominable writer.
Some of our listeners, I know for a fact, like him.
I know. So Kristen Larson is a faithful listener. I know she's a fan. But seriously, he is a terrible writer. And these are just bad books. I mean, they're ripoffs of Lord of the Rings. I mean, I loved them at 13. But then you grow up and you realize that this stuff is crap, and it's one of those things I never should have reread, because rereading it absolutely ruined it, because I actually had realized what good writing is like in between 13 and my 20s. These are just awful books. Very nice guy. I've met him a few times at book signings. Nice guy, but just a bad writer. You're number three, Matt.
Well, in the year 1990, I turned 8.
Oh, congratulations.
And I loved a cartoon called The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, that was a great cartoon.
And in 1990, the first live-action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film adaptation came out.
It did.
I kind of liked it. Not so bad, but I was eight, so...
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to see it.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. What was the reason, though?
I think because they did, like, Eastern mysticism.
Yeah, like meditation and stuff.
My parents were against... I thought they were praying.
1 year later, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 2, called The Secret of the Ooze, came out.
I did see this one.
And this is where things started to go bad.
Vanilla Ice. I loved this movie as a kid.
Yeah, I know. I liked it as a kid, too, but we are older now. Just like, Terry Brooks.
The difference is I've never gone back and rewatched them.
Oh, I have not either.
But yeah, it's terrible. I've seen enough clips of it.
I know. To be fair, I've not watched it again since childhood, but I do know, I can recognize it's bad.
We could live blog the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trilogy.
That would be pretty sweet. So it's kind of interesting that they commissioned the sequel so quickly that they had the next one come out just 1 year later. Then, 2 years after that, in the year 1993... Now, this is the worst one, by far.
Yeah.
Even as a child, I recognized that this was bad.
I liked it as a kid.
And it actually killed this franchise.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 3, which I believe was subtitled Turtles in Time.
Go to Asia.
Turtles in... I think it was called Turtles in Time.
Yeah, it is. Turtles in Time. But they do go to Asia in it.
So, give us your childhood memories of that one.
I remember going to see it with my dad. And,
so, why did he let you see that one?
Well, I think they lightened up by then. I don't know. But yeah, me and my dad went to go see Ninja Turtles 3. I remember loving it. You know, that could be the age difference between us. I'm a couple of years younger than you, Matt. So maybe I was still dumb enough to think this was high art. But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Hey, interestingly, I just did a quick Google search. Turtles in Time is the name of a
Super
Nintendo game that I really liked.
Yeah, that was a great game.
So, but the third one, they do travel in time. Maybe it didn't have a subtitle.
No, it was Turtles go Chinese.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't what it is. So, yeah, Turtles in Time. Okay, so even though that we're talking about top 5 worst trilogies right now, that game was awesome.
I would play that game again. In fact, I still have a Super Nintendo.
Listeners, if you don't want your Turtles in Time game anymore, send it to us. Just email me at feedback@sci-fichristian.com.
Yeah, we'll play it.
And we'll play it, and we'll give a review, and we'll give you a shout-out on the show.
I'm going to go track down that game on eBay, because that's... awesome.
Okay, I'm looking here. I don't have any evidence that the third movie had a subtitle.
Really? It's just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3?
Yep, that's it.
Then we are officially titling it The Turtles Go to Asia.
On the official movie poster, it says, Ancient Japan, 1593, without a map, without a clue, without a pizza.
That's the best tagline ever!
And then listen to this. The turtles are back, ... in time.
No. You know that I was ranting on Facebook this weekend about my hatred of Ellipses. That just makes it that much worse for me.
Yeah. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, number 3 for me, the Ninja Turtles trilogy.
I'm so glad you put that on there. That's fantastic.
All right, Ben. Number 2.
Number 2. This is a fantasy series that you probably haven't heard of, but I will tell you about it, and you'll realize why it's on the list. The Iron Tower by Dennis McKiernan. Now, yes. Many fantasy series have copied Tolkien in various ways.
Yeah.
You know, they take different parts of his, and there hasn't been a great deal of originality in the genre. McKiernan's trilogy stands out because he admitted it. In fact, he said, I'm basically rewriting Lord of the Rings.
What? Why would he do that?
Because he said he was paying homage to Tolkien. But if you read the book, there's almost a one-for-one comparison between everything in his book and Lord of the Rings, and it is terrible. So much so that he's been accused of plagiarism because of it. It's that close where it's like plagiarism. But what he didn't manage to capture is the good writing. He's a terrible writer. And this is the worst of the worst of the worst when it comes to Lord of the Rings ripoffs in the fantasy genre.
Wow. Why does he call it the Iron Tower?
Is that what they call it? The Iron Tower. They're trying to get there or something.
Two towers?
Like that. Yeah, I don't. I read it when I was a teenager. And even then, when my standards were like, Terry Brooks is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that was my standard back then. And I remember realizing this kind of feels familiar. And this is basically plagiarism.
Hey, Ben, you're one of the smarter people that I know in real life.
Thank you.
I think that you can say it both ways, but I want to ask you here on the show. You had just said he was paying homage.
Yeah.
But people sometimes also pronounce it homage. You're paying homage. So I think you're right, but which one do you think is more right?
I don't know. I would probably go with homage.
OK. Okay, listeners, write Ben at thesapphirecrystal.com and let him know which way is right.
Okay.
All right.
Please do that. You're number two.
Number two. In honor of my number two entry, I'm playing the movie now. I have decided I don't like the Spider-Man trilogy by Sam Raimi.
You know what? This has started on my worst list. It's going to be one of my runners up. It got moved off, but I agree with you.
I'm surprised that I'm moving this direction, but here's part of the way that I came to this decision. I've talked about this in the show, but I've been going through books, going through movies, going through CDs, going through things around the house, trying to get rid of things I don't really want around anymore.
Yeah.
Because as I know, I'm going to be combining my material possessions with my future wife. I don't want to have a bunch of junk around.
Yeah.
And I love Spider-Man. I've already said it. He was tied, but he's kind of more, I'm just going to say it, he's number two now. He's my number two favorite superhero. And I like some of the imagery in this movie, but I don't like the stories enough to ever want to watch them. I have them on my shelf. I never want to watch these.
I like the second movie a lot. I actually put
two on for you because I knew that was your favorite. So I think two's okay. I think one's okay. Three's not good. But none of them appeal to me. I don't like Tobey Maguire. I don't like Kirsten Dunst. I do like James Franco.
Yeah.
Not in this movie, but just in general. I don't even know what I do like about this movie. I think it's nothing. And because I know listeners do like it, I'm going to make it my number two.
Yeah. I mean, I think the first movie is honestly pretty bad.
It's not that good.
You know, you look at how it has not aged well. The Green Goblin costume is just a joke.
Okay, that was another thing. I don't like Tobey Maguire. Don't like Kirsten Dunst. I hate the way that they made the Green Goblin look.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's so much bad about it. And yeah. I really do like the direction of the new one, the new Spider-Man. But there's a part of me that feels like I need to have this on my shelf because it's Spider-Man.
Right.
And so I don't think I'm going to get rid of it, even though I said I came to this decision by trying to decide what to get rid of.
Yeah.
But it's basically just taking up space just so I can have Spider-Man on my shelf. Like, I'm not going to upgrade this to Blu-ray. There's no need for that.
No.
Even if you look at the Blu-ray covers of these movies, it looks like a joke. It looks stupid.
Yeah.
In fact, talk about it for a second. I'm going to show you.
Okay. Well, the only place I do disagree with you, and I haven't watched it for a long time, but I do like the second one a lot, and it was enough to keep it off my top five list. But yeah, the third one was just a terrible, terrible movie. And, you know, I almost think maybe Sam Raimi is a little bit overrated as a director. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't seen Oz. I'm not going to, but it certainly doesn't look like it's all that great. Even, Michael Poteet, one of our writers at SciFiChristian.com, who seems like he's the type of guy who would like that sort of movie, he didn't enjoy it. And it seemed like it would be more up his alley. I think same thing with Daniel.
Yeah. Look at these cheap-looking covers.
Oh, my gosh. So that's three. Terrible.
Here's two, but this is the really bad one. Look at one. just even the imagery from this movie, sometimes it's cool. Like, I like the costume. I like seeing Spider-Man in real life. But, oh, man. I just want to take a stand today against these movies.
Yeah.
I like the Sam Raimi Oz movie.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. But, yeah, these Spider-Man movies, bad.
So, Sam Raimi, you are overrated as a director.
It's official.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, I'm ready for your number one.
Oh, this is going to be fun. My number one is a trilogy so bad that I literally blocked it out of my memory until yesterday.
Whoa.
When I was compiling my list and happened to come across it.
Okay, so you Googled online just to get it?
Yeah, I was Googling trilogies. Yeah. That's one of the things I like to do, read through lists to make sure you don't forget anything.
Me too, yeah.
I'm going to say the name. You're not going to be familiar with it, but then there's several reasons, some of them personal, why this is my number one.
Okay.
So this is the Sovereign Stone trilogy by Margaret Wise and Tracy Hickman. There's a lot of reasons behind this. First of all, it's terribly written, you know, which should be a given for the number one. I read all three of these books, and even at the time when I was much less picky, I think I was 19 at the time, I remember just being disgusted with them and thinking they were terrible writing, and on it goes. So that's one reason. They're very badly written, full of horrible cliches and all that. Mm-hmm. Number two is that they're role-playing game tie-ins, and I don't like tie-in books. I don't like Star Wars tie-ins. I don't like Star Trek tie-ins. I especially don't like, you know, RPG Dungeons & Dragons tie-ins. These aren't Dungeons & Dragons. They're a different role-playing game, but I just don't find that genre to be terribly respectable, in my opinion, you know, right in an original world instead of that crap. But the reason these are number one is for a personal reason for me.
Oh, boy.
The reason that I slogged through all three books of this rather than quitting, as would normally be my policy, is because the girl I was dating at the time absolutely loved them. Yes, these have horrible memory connotations for me as well. And so I was reading these just shortly before we broke up and all this stuff. And so, you know, these are just bad books, but she thought they were great. So I read them because she was into them. And, you know, you got to do that when you're dating somebody and you're trying to impress them. We broke up shortly thereafter, and I deleted these books from my memory only to rediscover them yesterday.
Wow.
So for all those reasons, this is the number one worst trilogy of all time.
State it again.
The Sovereign Stone trilogy by Margaret Wise and Tracy Hickman. Steer clear.
You know what? My number one is a personal one, too.
Oh, right.
But not as personal as yours.
Okay, number one.
All right. My number one is the X-Men trilogy.
I agree with you completely. And I'm shocked that you put this on there.
I know. And the list, this is the reason. The reason I say it's personal is because, and same reason Spider-Man is number two. As listeners know, I like superheroes quite a bit.
Yeah.
I look forward to superhero movies. So, and X-Men especially, as a kid watching the X-Men animated show, there's so much to look forward to. X-Men in 2000, the first movie was okay.
Yeah.
X-Men 2 I do love. Still stand behind that one. But then the third one, as much as I hate Phantom Menace, Last Stand, X3, way, way, way worse. So it's so bad, I don't even want to watch any of the other ones. I mean, sometimes I'll put two on, but if you look at my shelf, I only own two. I don't have any interest in watching the first one.
No.
Zero interest in watching the third one. I'll maybe watch the second one sometimes, but the last time I watched it was when I put it on for our show just to have something playing in the background. I haven't sat and watched it since the year 2004.
Wow.
Yeah.
I honestly think that movie's very overrated.
I like it quite a bit, but maybe if I watch it now after seeing some other good ones, I wouldn't like it as much. Yeah. But yeah, and so it's personal because I want it to be so good.
Yeah.
And it's not that good.
It's not good.
And then it's spun off into the Wolverine movie, which people don't typically like. We have First Class, which we like that one, but that's a reboot-ish type thing.
I loved First Class.
So there's potential there, and it's just unmet potential. And maybe that's what all of these are. Maybe that's why they're – even with some of the ones that are lower, Matrix, unmet potential. Star Wars trilogy, the prequel trilogy, unmet potential. I don't think the Ninja Turtles had any unmet potential. I think they were right there, right with their potential.
The which ones?
The Ninja Turtles.
Oh. I think you're spot on
there.
Ninja
Turtles were right there. So, but for that reason, X-Men broke my heart.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. Should we get to some runners-up?
I actually don't have any runners-up.
You don't have any
I put Chronicles of Riddick, but I haven't seen it, and the third one's not even out yet. I'm just assuming.
You're assuming it's bad.
Yeah.
I have a few runners-up. So I had two that were on your list, Jurassic Park and Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and add X-Men 2 as a runner-up because I don't like the second movie, and I agree with you. The Terminator, I know it's four movies now. The fourth movie was really bad.
The fourth one is why I didn't put it on the list. It probably would be a runner-up. I like to I think one is good for – but it's a different genre. It's horror. It's not sci-fi. Three is not well-liked, but I don't mind it. So I probably would have put it as a runner-up. But because of the fourth one, Salvation almost feels like a different storyline, but it is supposed to be part of the storyline.
Yeah, my logic's about the same as yours on those. I think the second one's a very good movie. I haven't watched it for a long time. Third one's not good, though the ending's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And the first one is okay. Mm-hmm. It's not that great, though. And then The Mummy. You know, so The Mummy Returns, and I think there was a third one that I never saw, so that's why I couldn't make the list.
I didn't see the third one either, but this is a good entry.
Yeah.
Yeah, one and two are bad. I think they're either planning on rebooting that or making a new, like, a fourth.
I think it's a reboot. Is that you again?
Well, here's the thing. I have Facebook open this.
That's so good.
I opened it because
we got to
read the listeners.
Absolutely.
So I'll look into it by next week. I don't know how to make the sounds go off on new Facebook.
Don't worry. People just need to know you're popular.
Sorry, listener.
And then I have one more runner-up that's going to be controversial, which is C.S. Lewis's The Space Trilogy. I remember reading these as a kid and not caring for them. And then I was rereading the first one as part of the Strangers and Aliens book club, and I can't get through it. Okay. It's so boring.
Here's a little behind the scenes. I am reading it still, and I know it was supposed to be the February book of the month.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, it's not a good
book. I want to like it because it's C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
But I, and it's short. I can finish it. I'm going to finish it because I have to read everything.
Yeah.
I kind of have a personal goal that in my lifetime I want to read everything C.S. Lewis ever put out.
You know that he wrote a lot of literary criticism as well that might not appeal
to. I mean, I don't always meet all my goals. But I just, I have a goal.
You know, he like actually had a career. The theology was his hobby.
So I am going to read this. I'll read the whole trilogy. But I don't like the first book. I heard, though, the second book is a lot better.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. So I'd be willing to, you know, part of why this is only a runner-up is because it was so long ago that I read the other one. So I'm willing to slog through it and, you know, read the other ones. But based on my memories and based on the present experience of reading Out of the Silent Planet, not a good work by C.S. Lewis. He dropped the ball on this one.
Wow. Should we go to a little listener feedback to this?
I think we definitely should.
It's a trap. Well, Ben, if the listeners heard our listener feedback from our last episode, they'll know that we quoted some things from Hank Harwell, who is kind of a big fan of yours.
Well, yeah, so I think my number one fan.
You might have something to say about this. Best trilogy, Hank said, Lord of the Rings, which you'll agree with.
Yeah. Well, of course. And he agrees with me, and he'll probably find a way to criticize me for it.
But for worst trilogy, take a look at what he put there.
Twilight. Have you watched these, Hank? Because that's a little weird. And plus, isn't it four?
Yeah.
Yeah, so not a trilogy. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 movies. And you really shouldn't be watching these, Hank, as a grown man.
Not just that, but it's four. It's not a trilogy.
Exactly.
That's basically what I was going for. Okay. I don't mind if he watches it as a grown man. I would not be opposed to watching them.
Oh.
Not for fun, but just to see what it is all about.
No, see, I would be against it.
But it's not a trilogy, so we can't count that. Okay, Jeremy Olsen put The King Killer Chronicles.
I'm going to call foul here because this is not a completed trilogy. The third book is not even written or published yet.
I'm glad you know about books.
Yeah, so the first book, very, very good. This is by Patrick Rothfuss, by the way. So first book, I forget it. The Name of the Wind. That's the first book. Very, very good. Excellent. Hey,
you've talked about this in the show before.
Yeah, second book, Wise Man's Fear, I thought was absolutely horrible. Very boring. This couldn't make my list anyway.
Okay, look at the next one. I need to call out our friend John. John, why not just answer
an odd comment?
Why not just answer the question? He says, best based on what?
Okay.
Well, it's just your
opinion. If you've listened to any of our top fives before, you can get your criteria here, but we're not going to give you instructions on how to answer our questions.
Yeah, it's just a personal pick, John. Just do it or move on.
Thank you.
Chad has wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy as the best.
I gotta call foul on this one, too. It's like 5 books. Yeah.
Okay, but we can agree on his worst. Star Wars original trilogy.
Yeah, I mean, not the absolute worst, but it's up there.
Tim, best?
Lord of the Rings.
And worse?
Star Wars prequels.
Wow. Okay, now I've never heard of this. I'm hoping you have. Travis wrote The Trigon Disunity the best.
Never heard of it.
And he must have assumed we wouldn't have heard of it because he gave us a link. Let me go ahead and go to that Wikipedia.
Okay. Is it books? Movies?
It's a series of 3 books written by sci-fi author Michael P. Kubi McDowell.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
Well, so, and that's, well, but I'm glad they're good.
I'll move on from there. Colin wrote best.
Oh, well, we didn't do his worst. The Transformers trilogy, Travis had as the worst.
I don't even see. Oh, Seymour. I have to do Seymour.
Seymour, yeah.
No, I don't see. Where does he say that?
Well, it's right there. Oh, I see it.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I see it. Transformers trilogy. You know, why didn't I should have put the Transformers trilogy on my worst.
I don't know, because you've actually suffered through them all.
I have seen them all. They're on my runners up then. Okay, so now for Colin. Best?
Lord of the Rings.
Worst?
Prequels.
Wow, the Star Wars prequels are really getting some bad.
Yes.
Representation here. Okay, and will you read this last thing by Aaron?
So he says, as my dad Alan would say, the Michael Jordan of this question is obviously the original Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah.
And I do mean original. The perpetually updated special editions are bigger abominations than the prequels. I don't quite agree on that. But yes, definitely a good choice. Other awards. Most consistently good through all 3 movies.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'll read this. Okay. Do it again.
Most consistently good among all 3 movies.
Lord of the Rings.
Most unnecessary trilogy.
The Hobbit.
Oh, I completely agree. I disagree. I would have been in agreement this time last year, but after seeing it, I couldn't disagree more.
And to be fair, it's not complete yet, so exactly. We don't know.
So you don't know. Best use of linking the final 2 movies after a breakout first.
A tie to Star Wars and the Bourne trilogy.
worst use of Linky in the final two movies after a breakout first.
I think you'll agree with this. The Matrix and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Definitely.
Honorable mention to Back to the Future.
Yeah, I mean, the second movie there is pretty good. Best animated?
Toy Story.
Most film snobby?
The Three Colors trilogy?
Heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Not familiar.
Best Nolan trilogy? Well, he's only done one, so...
Batman?
Yes. And finally, the award for worst goes to...
The Chipmunks.
Though one has to admire the sheer audacious crappiness of their titles, The Squeakquel and Chipwrecked.
That is pretty awesome.
And we just got one more that came in.
Oh, okay.
From Mark Adams. Back to the Future, more than just a remake of each other with a progression of the story. Christopher Nolan's Batman. Other comic movies seem more and more standalone. And Tripods. One of the few book trilogies I have read.
Have you read Tripods?
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, you know what? When I think of superhero movies, going back to what he was just saying there, there's my favorite superhero movies, and then on a different level, Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
It's not even fair. They're obviously the best.
Yeah,
you can't... I don't even know if it'd be fair to put them on a list. Like, if we did ever an episode, top five superhero movies, those three would be 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
And then... That we'd only have two spots left. We'd have to do like top 10 superhero movies.
And we would.
I agree.
group them together.
No, we can't. That's the thing. I want to do an episode where we don't group. Oh. Where you don't group things together.
Okay.
This is not a thought I just had off the top of my head. I've actually thought about this. We'd have to do top 10 superhero movies.
Oh, I like what.
Because I think my 1, 2, and 3 would be some order.
You'd probably put Avengers before Dark Knight Rises.
Possibly.
Even after today's news.
Possibly.
Oh, no. I did remember one thing. I was surprised not to... I was predicting it would be on your top five list of best, and I was surprised they weren't there. The Hunger Games, because I know you're a big fan of those.
Oh, man. You're so right. I mean, it would have been a runner-up.
Yeah.
But I am a big fan, and it has a personal thing to me as well. So, yeah, right. I do like it.
Yeah.
Shoot. Well, thank you for that. That's a runner-up.
Maybe next time. Should we get to some story time? I have a story to tell.
It's sci-fi Christian story time.
Let's hear it.
Today's story is called Ben Gives In to Fandom.
What?
So, you know, as you guys know from listening to our episodes, in particular the Fandom Menace, I often am fairly negative about fandom. Mm-hmm. I tend to find it to be unnecessary. It takes away from, you know, the themes and the deep storytelling, and it can be exploitive, you know, in the sense that it robs us of our money by getting us to buy cheap crap. But that does not mean I am not susceptible to it as well.
Okay.
So this, I talk about like drinking and smoking a lot. I love those hobbies. This is not where it's going.
Okay.
But in addition to those two hobbies, I also am an avid tea drinker.
Okay.
And I love loose leaf tea. I don't go for that tea bag crap. Okay. Don't ever use tea bags. They're just the worst.
Okay.
So I buy my tea from a website called adagio.com. That's adagio.com.
Is that Adagio?
It might be Adagio. I don't know how to pronounce this stuff.
Okay.
And Adagio did something very interesting this last week. They came out with sci-fi inspired tea blends.
Really?
From places like Doctor Who and Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, and I think they had a few others I can't remember right now, but they had all these tea blends, and I saw this because I'm a fan of their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So I saw their post on this, and I thought, I have to have these.
Okay.
And so of course I ordered five of them. And
which ones?
I got Doctor Who 10th tea, so the 10th Doctor tea. I got Bilbo's blend, Prancing Pony tea, and Smog tea. That's the place they go in Bree at the beginning of Lord of the Rings.
Okay, sure.
And then Downton Abbey tea.
Wow.
And to make matters worse, as I was examining the Doctor Who teas, the 9th Doctor tea, who tea, so the tea for the 9th Doctor.
Eccleston.
Yeah, sounded a lot better than the tea for the 10th Doctor, but because I prefer the 10th Doctor, ordered his tea.
No.
And they're very good. I've gotten them now, and they're excellent teas. So I
can
stand by
the 9th Doctor?
The 9th, eventually.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't ordered it yet, but I mean, they're very good teas, and they're good blends in the sense they evoke kind of the sense of the characters. Like the Smog tea has a very smoky taste to it.
That's crazy.
So they're very well done. So I can stand behind that defense, but I have to say I did give in to fandom, and I don't regret it one bit. I had a great deal of fun doing it. So fandom can be fun when taken in small quantities.
And what's the website? Adagio.com?
Adagio.com. Yes.
Wow. So check it out. Those teas. Yeah,
get your sci-fi teas today, just like I did.
All right, everybody. Well, I think that's all from here. If you think we missed anything on our top five worst or best, let us know. Call us at
612-4121-SFC.
Write us at
feedback@thescifichristian.com. Or if your name's Hank and you just want to yell at me some more, go for that as well.
Yeah, check that out on Facebook or Twitter. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DiBono.
And we are
the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing off.
Goodbye.
I actually almost said, and we are back.
We are back.
I didn't realize that we do
next week.
We are back and we are signing off.
That's pretty awesome.
I just figured it out just now. Never meant to do that.
I didn't notice that either. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.